USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The American Medical Association is calling for all remaining cities and states to issue stay-at-home orders to better enforce social distancing guidelines.
The most effective tool we have in this fight at this moment is physical distancing, which means every city and state that has not yet implemented shelter-in-place or stay-at-home restrictions needs to do so immediately.
President Patrice Harris says these enforcements need to remain in place until evidence shows it's safe to return to normal. The number of people dying from COVID-19 is approaching 12,000. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University say 11,830 people in the United States have died from the virus, and Prime Minister of Britain Boris Johnson remains in intensive care due to coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Secretary of Labor is defending the White House response to the pandemic when it comes to the U.S. economy. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Secretary Eugene Scalia says the White House moved quickly and aggressively to deal with the severe economic fallout from the outbreak, saying signs of optimism are already afoot, and adding, we may be close to turning a corner on the economy. He stressed that full implementation of the roughly $2 trillion first stimulus bill is ongoing. With a lot of relief on the way, he says it's premature to consider another massive stimulus package, as Democrats have been calling for. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Home Depot co-founder Bernie Marcus claims Congress was too distracted with the impeachment of President Trump when it should have been investing the coronavirus when it first appeared in China. Marcus making the claims on Fox Business, how Democrats have pushed back at those claims. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Snack, comfort food, and alcohol sales are soaring during the coronavirus outbreak, many people overeating out of pure boredom, fear, or even anxiety. Journalist Andy Boyle tells me it's not a big surprise that people are gaining weight during the pandemic.
Well, it's kind of a mixture of a couple things. One, our bodies are engineered to get fat. It goes back to kind of when we were hunter-gatherers, feast or famine, and our bodies are preparing for that famine. So we're really good at gaining a lot of storing a lot of energy as fat, just in case we run out of food sources. The second big thing, our food has changed, and there's way more of it, and it's a lot cheaper than it used to be. If you look back 100 years ago, people were not eating as much calories as they are now. If you even go back 40 years, we are eating on average 500 more calories a day as a populace than we used to be. All of that adds up. That's about a pound a week if you're eating 500 more calories. And then the third final thing, we lead way more sedentary lives than we used to. We're not moving as much in our jobs, and we're also not moving as much just to get around the cities we live in.
American Family Insurance is sending out $50 checks per car to more than 2 million customers. It's because there are far fewer car crashes on the roads thanks to the coronavirus pandemic, and that means big savings for auto insurance companies. Allstate also announced a similar move, refunding 15% of customer premiums. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.